circling your little house, but a circle. And it was perfect circle, actually. So I don't know if that, obviously this isn't a perfect circle, but there's a perfect circle, and in a few places, because some people also come on Monday nights very faithfully, and that is our responsibility as well. And so I was praying through this, and God was reminding me of how,
I should be talking into this, sorry. There we go. God was talking to me about, like, how even Emmanuel Grace began, and it really began, right, with back, 7.5 years ago, in March about, when we were at Larry and Lil's for a prayer meeting, and Morgan's mom was there, and she just basically asked me a simple question. I've shared this before, where a simple question of it's hard to articulate because it's so long ago, so it's just in my heart, really. But basically, if you saw God, if God brought to life, like, the vision that you see for the church and your gifting and all that, what would it look like? Like, just basically talk to me about what it would look like. All the things that God has shared with you and kind of spoken to you, and basically that, like, I began to meditate on that, and what we are experiencing, like Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and such, is basically what I envisioned. Like, where, I don't know if I envisioned the rose per se, but just this openness and sharing and questions and pauses and time for prayer and this freedom and yet structure, like, where it's not just chaos and yet this place of family and time where we're not ruled by the clock, and freedom for the Spirit of God to move. Well, but recently I've been praying, and I know we're going to come up to eventually the gift of evangelism. And it's like, Lord, I don't have a vision for that per se. And even reaching beyond these four walls and that, I don't fully have a vision for that, Lord. And I want a vision for that. Or at least not necessarily me, like, it doesn't need to be me, but I want us to have a vision for that. And so as I began to pray, like, again, like, what are we responsible for then, Lord? Like, where are we called to go? How are we called to be? This is part of what came up. And now it's kind of this place of, okay, Lord, what does that look like? And it's interesting, as I've been meditating on that and thinking about it, you know, and thinking about the Great Commission, for instance, you know, where at the end of Matthew chapter 28, God says, you know, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. It's this place of, okay, Lord, how do we do that? Like, what is our calling to do that? And yeah, we want to see the world come to you, but we want to start with what you've given us. And actually, if you could press the minus button there at the far end, just one click, two clicks, yeah, another click. There. I also got this picture of eventually, and I don't know what eventually means, but it again, if you start in Old Town Niagara on the Lake and you go all the way down to where it says Buffalo, but we know that there's Fort Erie there. It's an American map, probably, so they don't count Fort Erie, but count Fort Erie all the way down to basically, I think, where Highway 6 comes down, you know, to Lake Erie, and then back up to Hamilton. I saw, and then all the way back to Niagara-on-the-Lake, I see that as eventually what God will expand that responsibility for. But again, I don't know what that means, like, timing-wise, but this is our home, and I'm praying for, like, as I was thinking about, you know, Matthew 28, as I was thinking about Matthew 28 and make disciples of all nations, okay, that's great. And this is where we start. This is our home. Like this is our land. But Lord, what does that look like? Like, what does it look like to make disciples? Because just like with church, you know, I grew up with a certain, and this is nothing against the way I grew up. So anyone who's listening online, I am blessed with how I grew up in the church. I'm blessed with being taught the Word of God and Sunday school and prayer and godly men and women in my life and being pointed to Jesus. But I also knew that as I was baptized in the Spirit and as Carlene and I lived our lives and especially it really came to life in Thailand then where we got together as a group of believers there as a team that went to Thailand because really this is modeled like our church is a little bit modeled after that what we experienced there and then what we experienced down in Hope Church as well with our friends Randy and Darla, it has some components, obviously, of what we grew up with, but then different as well. And so too with evangelism or with disciple making or with reaching out, I'm not saying we got to reinvent the wheel, like 100%. But I get this sense of, but Lord, we need a clear vision of what this looks like and not program oriented where okay A B C D E not that it shouldn't be structured or whatever but Lord we need vision because when I was asked that question this vision for Emmanuel Grace came quite quickly actually as I began to just pray through it and just stare at it. And so I guess what I'm asking, so it's partial sermon, partial sharing, partial ask, okay? I don't know what you want to categorize it as. You can do with it whatever file you want to put it in, that's fine. But if you could press the plus button 3 times now again there, just there we go, we're back. What I'm asking is that we pray together and Lord, give us a vision for what that looks like. Give us a vision for what it looks like to reach out and disciple. Give us a vision for what it looks like to take this land. Because I've been, since the Lord has been giving me this vision and that, and, you know, talking to me about our responsibility as believers. This is just this general stuff. And again, a lot of it comes from, like, what the Lord is teaching me through. I give you authority and just, it's authority. It's really an interesting thing, like spiritual authority. I've been taught a little bit on that with Randy and Darla, obviously, and then with MB Mission. But as far as in the church, we don't sometimes think about that, or at least the way we grew up. But because of the things I've been learning, I've been coming against things and standing, in prayer, interceding, asking the Lord to. One of the things that's on my heart, for instance, as I'm praying over this place, my heart is the church. Like, I have a heart for the church. I have a heart for the believers in this place. And I'm praying that the false church would fall away. Like would the false church would be done with, be removed. Or be shown for what it is. But I'm praying for removal as well. But only God knows what that is. And so I'm also praying that, Lord, those who are the church, but maybe not walking it out, but that they would be just filled with life. I'm praying for visions and dreams and just the power of God to come down and revelation and all these things. But I'm concentrating on this area right now. And it's not that I don't have a heart for that bigger area or for the rest of Ontario or for the rest of Canada or for the rest of the world. Obviously, you do. We do. I do. But it's this place of, but this is our home. And Lord, this is our area. And it's kind of like I talked about a few weeks ago when Julie was with us, where ministering to the person right in front of you and ministering to the one that God has called you to. And it's not that we don't care about what's happening in North Korea, or we don't care about what's happening in Iraq and Iran, or we don't care what's happening in different parts of the world. South Africa, and by the way, announcement, just to remember, Randy and Darla are leaving for South Africa tomorrow. And so please be in prayer about that, because that's something that's right in front of us as Freedom Ministries, okay? But and so we care about those things as the Lord brings them. But again, this is our home. And so, Lord, I see that we're called, right? I look at it and I see that we're called to make disciples. And I love the disciple making that's going on right here. Again, these four walls. But it's almost like maybe that vision that I had for Mel is for all of us a little bit. It's like coming out our front door. All right. Like, our home is good. Our home, like, as in our small community home, it's not that we've got everything perfect or everything's taken care of or any of that. No, we still got to make sure we concentrate on this as well. Like, just the, but you know what? We can go out and work the land. We're gonna tackle the day. But, Lord, we need vision. And I don't have a vision for that right now. I know how different people have done it in the past. And again, I'm not saying that that's wrong. And I'm not saying that we won't, like, God won't lead us down those kinds of roads. That's great. But it's this place of, Lord, you have a plan. You have a plan for this area. You have a plan how to move in this area. I got a picture of, and I want to do this at some point. Maybe I'll do it alone for, not that I need to be alone, but even going to the four corners, because it's kind of a square, right? But to the four corners and just staking our ground and just saying, this is our land. And in the name of Jesus, you know, we want to see this land thrive. Last night I was praying, and I was praying for business owners in this area. And Christian business owners in this area, I was praying blessing on their businesses. I was praying blessing on them as they seek God, as they give to God, as they employ people. I just pray blessing on them. Pray blessing on people who are the believers in this area, and that they would come more and more closer to Christ, and that God would just reveal Himself more and more. And that pray for the families, and pray for the family units and just the family relationships in this area, and starting with the church. And this is where I want to be careful, because I know that the church is my heart. Like, that's the heart that God has given me, is for the church. But I do also believe it's biblical. You start with the family of God, and then move outwards from there. But again, that's my heart, and so I want to be careful with that. So I guess all that to say is let's be in prayer. Let's be in prayer about just what God has planned for us. I see, just and I look at this. And again, okay, so what's coming to my heart is we start with this and we concentrate on this, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's this place of, again, sometimes it's making sense in my head, but I'm not sure it can come to my tongue. Yeah, I guess I'll just say, basically, Lord, give us a heart for this and an understanding for what your plan is for us in this place. We're not the only ones called to this place either. Please, let's not get that in our heads. And I know, I hope none of us will. There are other people as well, equally, if not more so, called to this place. And there are other believers, but we're part of the plan that God has for this area. Okay? I saw a hand back there, Josh.
Just two things. One, I can just like confirm the vision. Like when we were in the first prayer meeting or whatever that we had here, like that was the picture that God had kind of given me, like that it was kind of like an arrowhead of Niagara. And it was just like, for me, it was like along the shore of Lake Ontario and the Niagara River there. It was right. Almost like just this fire, and it was this arrowhead, and it, but it all started from where we live, like in Niagara. And I've felt, and this is where I have to just ask for forgiveness from the body, like, of the first one was definitely like, I know that God was calling me to that. And then from then, just this place of, it's kind of been like this, God just trying to encourage me to like just walk out to do another, to for us to have another prayer time and stuff like that, just yeah. As a body in that, in Niagara, and even carry out some of the worship that we've had in the park and that. But the first one was this, okay, like this I will give you the vision for, and then now continue to walk it out, and just this prayer time. And I haven't been diligent in that. And so I just ask for forgiveness of, yeah, there's this vision there, and I've kind of just held back, whether it be just life getting in the way or whatever. And so I just ask for forgiveness in that.
Forgiven, yeah.
And but I think there is this place of like, there is still something to us meeting and a more diligent prayer, whether it be down in Niagara or here, I don't know, but just that's something that's really been on my heart.
It's good.
On and off.
Yeah. Good. Yep. Lily over here.
Yeah, so Kev had mentioned this, I think, on Tuesday, right, at the Bible study. And so I was praying about it through the week. And the one thing that came to me was, yeah, like, and I think others have said the same. Like, there is this burden for the churches in the area, and especially the Mennonite Brethren churches. Mm. Like that. Like for me anyway, so
right, because that's our family.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Came from. Yeah.
As I was thinking about this area, you know, like in my heart I was like, how about the churches that are outside of that area? Anyway, so I think that they're included, like in a way, but there's a lot going on in here in my head. But the one thing, too, that came to my heart was, and you said this, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, and it just was like, whoa. But, like, something about, like, God is going to touch down. Mm-hmm. He's going to touch down. And so, like, that picture of touching down, like, right here. And then, like, I get this, like that the light of that just moves. So it doesn't actually move to the States, because it can, because of the water. Well, it could. But anyway, but it's kind of like it's this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It branches out. So I really see that. Like, yeah, that kind of focusing on this area is important. But the churches and a practical thing that kind of comes to me in prayer, like kind of what Josh is saying, yeah, I think like it's the prayer and the intercession and maybe the fasting, and maybe God wants us to I don't know, like have a day where, okay, now we're supposed to focus on this church, or now we're supposed to focus on this church, or even actually physically go to the church properties and pray. I don't know. That's coming to my heart.
Okay.
So.
Yep.
so I'm not sure if this is exactly related, but So on Tuesday, we were doing talk about the armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, Forrest and I brought out his mug that I'd gotten him for like months ago, and it's about Ephesians 6 and the armor of God. And then we opened our devotions, and it was on the armor of God. So it's like...
Sometimes it takes a few with the hammer. Get that nail in.
So I'm not sure if that's for all of us, but just even when you were talking about Mal or possibly us, I could see standing outside our doors with our armor on.
Yeah.
And ready to walk it out, like to speak truth, to walk out lives that are righteous, to be willing to spread that gospel of peace, and and I think maybe that's part of it.
Okay.
So.
It's good.
So when you started talking about it, Kevin, the Lord showed me like a big tree with very healthy leaves on it.
Mm.
And so that was one thing. And then as you like opened up the screen to the other communities, I saw like pinpoints. And now I think it's becoming clearer that it is means churches or individuals. But I could see a pinpoint kind of like weak. And then, but then the rest of us are to like join in and make it stronger. So, but I think that part of it is like, us asking for each other's help or whatever. But my mom, and what came to my mind was my mom, like she's growing in the Lord, and I had given her a Bible and a book that she'd been wanting for her birthday last weekend. Anyway, and she was talking about their church, that they had a vote, and the church was going to like collapse, and they were upset, but then they voted, and it's staying open, and she was really excited about that. My dad was crying, but anyway, I thought of their church then, you know, as you were talking, and her, and just, like, I'm sorry I'm not really specific, but it just feels like, yeah, we're supposed to all, like, Emmanuel Grace, gather together, and for us to recognize the areas that need growth, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah. And then maybe that leaf is representing that growth. But those were the...
Yeah. And like, what's coming to my mind, like, so even as Lil shares about the other churches outside, like, you know, and I know the Mennonite Brethren are dear to many of our hearts because we came, that's our growing up family. And then other churches... you know, outside this area, what comes to my heart is Jesus's ministry. And Jesus was called to basically Galilee and Judea and definitely to Israel. And basically in that small little area, he did his ministry. And, you know, whether it was, you know, to Nazareth and down to Jerusalem, obviously, and Capernaum and you know, the... I'm just seeing the map on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, the Decapolis, I guess is what it's called over there. Anyways, and he concentrated there. And I think of the story where the, not the Samaritan, but in the book of John, where they were in Samaria, and he stayed there for 2 or 3 days. And so he ministered there, but that wasn't where his main ministry was. He was called to the tribes of Israel. Or when the woman came who had the daughter who was demon-possessed, and she asks for freedom for her daughter, and Jesus says, well, no, you don't take the bread of the children and feed it to their dogs. And then she says, but even the dogs eat the crumbs. And okay, for such an answer, you'll have what you ask for, like your daughter's healed. And so it's not that he didn't minister outside his calling ever, like, he did, but the concentration was where he was called to, and to know that concentration, and that's where I see, and this is, I'm just putting it out there kind of thing, where that's where I see our concentration is this area, plus again those circles around different people's homes who come here who are outside of that area. It's not that we won't minister to others. And even when it does spread, like, to, again, to Hamilton and down and forward and all that, it doesn't mean there won't be ministering to other churches in Canada or Ontario, Canada, the world, you know. But just, it's that place of, Lord, we want to concentrate on what you've called us to concentrate on. Because here's the thing that, oh, I guess a warning that comes to me is, it's a business kind of thing. Man, I'm doing business and finance this morning and everything. There's a danger in business of growing too fast. And because all of a sudden you grow too fast, so someone starts off a building business, and they get one crew and they're working on one home, but then all of a sudden, oh, but we got opportunities here, 2, 3, 5, 10 crews, and they grow really quickly, but they spread themselves so thin and make themselves so vulnerable that if things don't go perfectly, it can ruin everything. And so there's a real wisdom in growing at the proper rate. I was going to say slowly, but not too slowly, but growing at that healthy rate. And so that's where it's like to concentrate on what the Lord is showing us. And I'm not saying, please understand, I'm not also not saying that this is thus saith the Lord kind of thing, and that no, if you do any ministry outside this area, you know, that's not good. No, I'm not going to, obviously not. I just know that, yeah, just I'm sharing what I feel like the Lord is saying. I hope that made sense, because I don't want to control anyone or anything, but it's that place of, Lord, I want to concentrate on what you've called me to concentrate on. I know there are other needs, but I want to concentrate on that. Yeah, this week I had.
This week I had woken up. I had woken up with the words "the full measure," and I think it was after. And then, like, I had, like, there was like this jolt of my body, and I'm pretty sure that came after the words, but it could have been before. And so I didn't really know what that meant, but I do know that it is in Ephesians. Where is it? Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then earlier, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So just as you're talking, I really feel that's kind of what is the primary emphasis, I guess. Because knowing that, that's just how the body is built up, especially, or yeah, whatever it says in here, right? I'm losing my concentration. Yeah, and also just for each of us individually, just to have that fullness, the full measure of it, not just a half measure, not just a little bit, but knowing fully. I thought I'd mention that because it seemed to kind of coincide with
Amen.
Both. That's it.
No, it's good. And that's such a good word, because it's this place of, Lord, we want to be everything that we're called to be, where we're called to be. And again, I'd ask that we be seeking the Lord as to, Lord, give us vision for what that looks like. How do we walk out the full measure of what you've called us to walk out? And obviously there's things that we know that apply to everyone, like walking out love and forgiveness and the giftings and all of that. But specifically, Lord, yeah, how are we called to walk this out? in this place, in this area, in our area of responsibility. Anyone else have question or comment on that? Yep, Mel.
Scripture. The scripture that came to my mind was Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Neither a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Hmm. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Yeah, it's good. Amen. All right. So that's kind of my sharing time, a little bit. So let's be in prayer together. I really feel that calling and just what God has built in us, and it's already happening. So again, I'm reminded of Larry's words to us over the years, over and over again. Like, as God talks to us about what's coming, Larry always reminds us from the Spirit of God, I truly believe that, and he has been doing things already. So as we think about this and we pray about this, it's not that this hasn't been happening already. It's not that this is a brand new thing that we have not had any participation in. No, we've already been doing that. But almost this place of awareness and diligence. And as you're praying, I pray that especially pray those prayers of, Lord, give us vision and revelation of what it looks like. And again, we're going to pray for the evangelists, like as in the next few weeks. I don't know when we're getting to the gift of evangelism to pray for that. But for those who have the gift of evangelism, and as the rest of us are praying, pray that they would be filled with vision, specifically in outreach. Discipleship making is not just about outreach, but obviously outreach is a big part of discipleship, disciple making. You have to have a baby before you can raise a baby, you know? It just goes in that order. And so pray that the evangelists will be filled with vision of what evangelism looks like, what God wants evangelism to look like in this area and for our church. Because even there, not every church will do it the same way. Not every church will evangelize the same way. Obviously, the gospel will be a part of true evangelism, no matter what it looks like, but the gospel, the true gospel, will be there. But pray for vision. And I pray for vision, the same kind of vision that God started giving me when I was challenged with that by Ruth. You know, where, yeah, just God gave me a vision for what things would look like. And then we just started walking it out on a Monday evening a few months later, you know, 5-6 months later in September, we just started walking out the vision. And Emmanuel Grace was born. And so, yeah, pray for that. Yep.
We've talked about this before, but it's coming up. And, like, so the question is, do you feel, or do others feel, that there should be people here yet that aren't here yet?
Yeah.
That's been coming to my mind to pray about, and that's important. It hit me this morning that if some of these key people come, it will open things up quicker, or
cool.
I don't know.
I think that's like when you think about the body, I mean, you want every part of the body to be functioning well. And obviously you want every part of the body to be there. Like, people can live with amputated limbs and different things. Yep, you can get by, but that's not God's best, you know? And so I would encourage that prayer Intercede. Not everyone's meant to come to Emmanuel Grace, but there are some others, I think, yes, in prayer that I have felt that the Lord wants to be here that aren't here right now. Yep. Yeah, we want the whole team. The whole family. Yep. Forrest. See, he's not even going to start speaking slow. He'll just wait for the microphone. Yes, you do.
I was just thinking through that whole thing where Paul was explaining how one watered, one planted, one watered, but God gave the increase.
Yes.
But there is later on he uses, I've never picked up on that word, where he's saying, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder.
Mm.
What you're doing there is being a wise master builder, praying for vision. I think all of us to pray for vision.
Yeah.
So there is a place where, and that's why actually looking at that map, I was going to ask for it to be switched over to satellite view, because I look at that sterile map and I get into programs in my mind. I get into, oh, if we do this type of event and things like that. There you go. I don't know. To me, there's people living there now, and there's life, and there's individuals, and there's our. And so it's not just take the land for the sake of the land's sake, but it's the people there that we have to have the heart of God for. And I guess, yeah, my danger would be to fall and be more of a macro vision person rather than micro vision person, and be thinking, if we do this, what kind of results can we get, and fall back into that business mindset. And that's where it does start to differ from business. But I do think there is a place for us
absolutely
to be wise master builders and ask for that vision from God,
yep,
and to cooperate with him. But not to get hung up, to know that it's he who will give it. So I'm praying then, what does it look like to water? What does it look like to plant? And are we doing that the way we're supposed to be?
Right.
In that regard. And us together, in unity with the other churches,
yes,
and with whoever God brings our way, I suppose. Yeah, I'm just, you know, playing with that in my mind as well right now, in my spirit.
That's good. And so I want to take a lesson from our encouragers. So I want to encourage you and others in the room who are macro thinkers, right? Like, there is not just a place for that. There's a need for that. If someone could get the lights there too, Car, maybe. Thanks. There is a need for macro vision. There is a need for the overall vision and the large picture. And then there's a need for micro vision, like how does this work out? So it's not that one is over the other, like both are needed. And how God has uniquely made you, Forrest, you know, you need to walk that out. Forrest needs to be Forrest, right? Judy needs to be Judy. Braden needs to be Braden. You know, in the family and in the church family, each individual, you need to be who God has created you to be. And some are more macro, some are more micro. Some are individual, like one-on-one people. Some are, you know, crowds of people, and let's get a bunch of people in the same room. Some are, you know, have that small little detailed paintbrush and painting beautiful designs and paintings. Others have the big rollers and they're just, you know, they're just rolling the paint on the wall and taking care of it. Everything is needed. Everything. And I that's one of the reasons why we're praying for the gifts, and that all of the gifts in all of us would be just fanned into flame, and that everyone would be who they are called to be. And then you take it on a larger scale, even us as a church, we have a certain calling, other churches have other callings, you know, and may we be a church that blesses other churches' callings. As long as it's faithful to the gospel, faithful to the word of God, spirit-filled, we bless it. We bless it. And we want to see churches thrive, you know. And so don't apologize for being a macro person, like a macro vision person. Never apologize for that, because that's how God has made you. And we celebrate it. And I want us to celebrate that. So, yeah, and it's all needed for what God has planned. Okay. Yep.
I guess it was when Forrest was talking and then just thinking about the map, but I see like that area that you're talking about is like saturated, like, and then I see like water, like just saturating like the whole flooding it kind of thing. And then the other ones are the dots and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay.
Well, first of all, it looks like Enniskillen Wines plays a really prime thing in this whole thing.
I think that's where we're having a... Just for those online, the map is highlighting Enniskillen Wines.
But, no, I just feel very excited about this whatever idea, thought. I feel like it's... To me, anyway, we're being called to be missionaries in our area.
Yes.
And like a missionary, I start to see also the cost. You know, like I'm thinking, okay, if this is what God is going to call us to, we don't know precisely what that is yet. Give us the vision, Lord, but to give up our lives for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we willing to give up our lives for that, for people, for the gospel, for whatever? And, you know, as missionaries, leave everything and go.
Yeah.
That we need to be, or I'm talking to myself here, but need to be willing to drop and leave things for the vision, for God's purpose. Yeah. And, that's exciting and a little scary.
Absolutely.
But to be willing to, you know, just practically, like, okay, spend more time in prayer, spend more time in, you know, just give up the things that aren't mattering, that aren't important. But it's a very exciting thing as well. When we were at Village Bible Church, we kind of, with Herman, We sort of had that same thing for St. David's, and we started, and we did a prayer walk, and we went, and we just walked the streets of St. David's and prayed for the houses as we walked, not stopping, not that anybody would even have known, but that's what we were doing in the spiritual realm, and it was, but then it sort of didn't go anywhere after that, and I think what I'm thinking too is that, okay, like we need to have the vision and start, but we need to also look at it as let's not drop it, let's not give up, let's prepare to follow through.
Yeah, and that's where I would encourage, even like, okay, so the vision for Emmanuel Grace, it's this place of, you know, we're not just trying this out for a little bit. Like, hey, let's try having sharing and see how it goes, and then drop it. No, sharing, for instance, is a part of our DNA. Like, it's who we are. Praying over each other and listening for God's voice as we're praying. That's part of our DNA, you know. And so that's why when we pray for someone on their birthday, or we're praying over the gifts, people and their giftings, or child dedication. I talk to people about that every once in a while. Yeah, we had a child dedication one time at Emmanuel Grace. There was three children, and then took 45 minutes to pray over the kids. They're like, huh? You know, that's part of our DNA. And we're not just trying these things out or waiting on the Lord during worship and the pauses. It's so cool. Julie was very encouraged. She wrote in just her time here, but one of the things that she mentioned was, I love the pauses. I was so encouraged by the pauses. And it's just like, yeah, that's part of who we are. And so too, as we pray for vision for this, then, we are actually not just praying for a strategy, okay? Because I think strategies can be picked up and then can be let go. So I think strategy is part of it, but Lord, show us our DNA with regards to this. Show us Show us what it looks like that you've knit into us, that you are breathing into us. And then this commitment really in our hearts of this is who we are. This isn't, hey, we're going to try this out for 6 months. That's not what this is all about this morning. That's not what I'm asking us to pray about. And there will be things like that, that God calls us to pick up for a month or a few months or 6 months or whatever. I'm not praying for that right now. What I'm praying for is, Lord, show us our DNA in this. Show us who we are called to be as we walk this vision out for the rest of our lives. Right? Or at least as long as you've called us to be here, because he might call people to go elsewhere, like Julie's going to Uganda, you know, kind of thing. But it's this place of, no, this is, because for Emmanuel Grace, it's so neat because when we first started this, when we first started both Monday nights, yes, but even when we started Sunday mornings, it became even more so. I knew God, and I know Larry and I talked about it a number of times where it's like, this is who we are, but it's not solid yet. Like, it needs to solidify so that when visitors come through the door, we don't change, you know, back to other things that we're more comfortable with. And you know what? This is solid now. The concrete has set, and I can confidently say that no matter which visitor, no matter who walks through that door, this is who we are. This is our family. And yeah, we sometimes have our sermons that was supposed to be part A of the sermon, and we sometimes have long pauses and long prayers, and we dance for worship, and we have tongues, and we will have people put up their hands in the middle of whatever and speak a word. This is just who we are. That's what I'm asking for with regards to now making disciples and to outreach. And again, we've been walking it out partially already. And I think it does start with what we've already seen, like sharing in the workplace, calling people up at the coffee shop, on like, you know, in the home, neighbors, all that. It starts with that, right? But I think there's more. And I agree, it's not something to be picked up and then dropped later. What we're asking for is not a momentary strategy, but Lord, reveal in us who we are in this area. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Yeah, Larry, I saw that you picked up the microphone there.
Yeah, I just want to mention, I noticed the Inneskill and Wine thing too, so I thought that's where it centered around. But
they're going to get a lot of business.
Yeah. No, just part of our prayer also needs to be not to be tentative with it, like, Lord, give us the confidence.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, we don't just want to try it. We want to, and my eyes were wandering a little bit and having to look underneath Rachel's chair here and at her bag. And the first thing I saw was fruit and nuts. So I dismissed that right away because that's, but on her bag, the words that popped out on me was walk with confidence.
Mm.
And I really think whether it's us as Canadians or a lot of us are more introverts than extroverts, I believe as a body too, like, okay, there's a picture you're giving us, Lord. We're asking for a vision.
Yep.
But we also need the strength to walk that out, because that's not necessarily us per se.
Yep.
And so to learn how to walk in confidence is something, yep, I think the Lord is going to need to teach us and certainly help us with, or give us that strength. That's or good. That power to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to speak to that just for a second, because I want to come against the lie too, and the enemy wants to bring this lie into our lives, and it'll kibosh what God wants to do, okay? And the lie is this, that in order to be confident, we need to become extroverts, okay? No, you don't. Okay, extroverts be extroverts, that's great. Introverts be introverts, that's great. You can be confident, holy, you can be a humble extrovert, and you can be a confident introvert. Like, it's fine. You can be confident, and I agree with the word that Larry is sharing, here, like, walk confidently. And we need to walk this confidently out, even like we walk it out here amongst ourselves. But don't let the enemy tell you that in order to be walk it out confidently, that you need to be an extrovert all of a sudden. You don't. Okay, so I just want to come against that lie. We could be confident introverts. All right, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to worship in song. Lord, I thank you for the beginning of this vision, and I thank you for this word to us. And Lord, we want to make disciples. And we thank you for the place on this earth that you've called us to live. We thank you for Niagara-on-the-Lake. We thank you. We thank you for the Niagara region. You know, and I know that not everyone lives in Niagara-on-the-Lake here, but, you know, we thank you for the different homes in the Niagara region. In St. Catharines and out near St. Anne's there and beyond. And we just praise you. Yeah, we praise you. Praise you for the territory that you've called us to live out our lives. And Lord, I pray that you'd fill us with vision of what it looks like to make disciples, what it looks like to fight for this land, what it looks like to kick out the enemy, to see the enemy defeated, to come against the gates of the enemy, to fight for people's lives, to see salvation just pour down, to see revival come. I pray that you give us a vision for what our calling in all of this is. What have you called us to be, Lord God? And we want to walk it out. And we do commit. I commit, Lord God, that we're not just asking for a one-off thing, for a neat little idea to try out for 6 months, Lord. Lord, we're asking for a lifestyle. And just reveal what our life is supposed to look like in this area. Reveal it more and more, we pray. And again, we thank you for this calling. All for your glory, Lord. All for the glory of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We love you. In your name, amen.